97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thank you for tuning in today. My guest is Mr. Eric L. Thompson, who is the president of Eric L. Thompson & Associates, PC. Thank you for joining me today, Eric.
It's great to be here, Sharon.
Thank you. Eric, tell us about your business. Tell us what you do.
Well, Sharon, I'm a civil engineer and land surveyor. I started my company in 1999, and I work with public and private clients doing a wide variety of projects, land development, For builders. I do site plans for commercial sites, and I also do land surveying, which I really enjoy doing. And I believe that, you know, some things that I do with that can help the average consumer.
I notice your card says you're a civil engineer and land surveying. Those are two different things tied together, right? Or are they? Are they the same thing?
No, they're not the same thing, but they are tied together.
Okay.
You know, one goes hand in hand with the other. In other words, if you want to design something, typically you've got to have a land survey to get information so that the engineer can use that information in their design.
I happen to know that you have a passion for land surveying, so much so as you've written a book on it, Eric. Tell us about the book you've written. Help our audience understand the importance of land surveying.
Okay, I'll be happy to. My book is called Lot Sequences.
Lots of quinces.
Lot sequences.
Lot sequences, okay.
Correct. And it's a book on how to evaluate property for the average home buyer. I feel like that there's kind of a gap there. You've got real estate agents, which, you know, are very good, and they find a house or a piece of property that suits the buyer. Typically, they order a home inspection, and they do a very good job, and I highly recommend doing that. But no one right now is evaluating the lot itself. And so I've written this book. It's an easy reading book. It's about 50 pages long, available on Amazon. You can download it on your Kindle device or your iPad or PC. And it's not a college textbook. It's just something that you can, you know, look through, and a lot of it you can do yourself online if you know where to look, and I point you in the right direction on a lot of those issues. But I am also available to come out and evaluate your lot anywhere in the Triangle area.
Eric, what are some of the most common problems you see that most people just are completely unaware of or just don't care, but they should be aware of?
Well, one of the biggest things I see, Sharon, is our homes that are built down in a hole. And, you know, you drive up to the house and you can see the second story. It's kind of down, you know, you go down a steep driveway.
Yeah.
And to me, that's an automatic red flag that there could be some drainage issues. Other problems are the 100-year flood line that may be on their property. A lot of these things folks would not know unless they had a land survey or had somebody evaluate their property in the way that my book describes.
Now, what's in between you and a home inspector?
A home inspector is someone that's a licensed inspector, a person who is licensed with the state, who goes and they evaluate the house itself. And like I said, I highly recommend using a home inspector. I'm not trying to invade on their turf in any way. They go through the house. Many of them are very good. They check all the major components of the house. If there are some issues with a foundation or something that kind of gives them pause, then they may consult with a structural engineer. So what I do is in concert with what they are doing. I feel like with what my book addresses, that the complete picture of what the buyer is looking to invest in. And this is one of the biggest investments of their lives. So I want them to have all the information available to them before they go to closing.
Eric, do you look at the old houses as well as houses that are about to be built? What's your range of who you would do an inspection for?
I would do an inspection for it doesn't matter what the age of the house is. And getting back to the home inspections, even somebody buying a brand new house, in my opinion, should have a home inspection done. You would think that a house would be, you know, well built and to code, and there would be no major issues. But that is simply not the case, Sharon. There are many houses out there that are brand new that have significant problems. Now, as far as what I do, I look at new houses, old houses. I look at vacant lots for people and give them some of the pitfalls. Sometimes there are sewer easements that are going behind their property that they don't know about, or storm drainage easements. All kinds of buffers, you know, that are put there by the county or the municipality to help the water quality and the creeks and so forth. And the average home buyer would not know to think about those things.
You know what, Eric? Since I know people have to have a home inspector, what you're describing to me sounds mandatory before someone buys a house. Why isn't what you do mandatory when someone wants to get into property?
That's a good question. I would think that that lenders would be interested in this. I think that it's really something that people haven't really thought about. You know, they just need to have more knowledge, and I believe my book will empower them to at least ask the right questions before they purchase some property. If they don't hire me, hire somebody else that has the qualifications to make a good evaluation, and, you know, we can provide a report, a written report with a engineering stamp on it, that basically shows the homeowner exactly what they're buying, what encumbrances, if any, exist on the property, and how these may affect their use.
I'm sure some people are chomping at the bit to get in touch with you, Eric. In the next few seconds, would you give us your contact information?
I sure will.
Go ahead.
Okay. Eric L. Thompson & Associates, PC. You can contact me on the phone at 919-612-4141 or via email at ethompson@eltapc.com.
Perfect. Let's take a break right now. When we come back, let's talk some more about what you offer in terms of the land surveying, because this just sounds fascinating to me that everybody doesn't have it done. So let's stand by and talk some more in a minute. Okay, Eric?
Okay.
You're listening to Today's Business, 97.9 FM. My guest today is Mr. Eric Thompson, president of Eric L. Thompson & Associates. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carborough community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
And we're back. My guest today is Mr. Eric L. Thompson, who is the president of Eric L. Thompson & Associates, PC. Before I ask you your credentials, Eric, what does PC stand for?
Sharon, PC stands for Professional Corporation. And it's different than a regular corporation in that professionals may create a company that will only allow degreed professionals to be a partner in.
Got it.
So in the case of my company, I believe it's the company stock has to be owned by, you know, 51% of professional folks. Now, you can, of course, have secretaries and other technicians work for you, but if they don't have a degree, if they're not a professional engineer or land surveyor, then they can't have controlling amount of stock.
A controlling block, I imagine they call
correct,
it.
Correct.
Got it. For those of you who may have just tuned in, Eric is a land surveyor. And during our first segment, he was talking about the importance of having your land surveyed. If you're buying an old house, buying a new house, there's so many problems that could exist that you may not be aware of without a land surveyor. Tell us what your credentials are, Eric, to be a land surveyor.
Sharon, to be a land surveyor in North Carolina, you've got to apply to the Board of Registration, and in many cases, you have to have a degree from an engineering school, or nowadays they've changed it so that you have to have a 4-year degree in land surveying. But basically, I had to take 2 8-hour exams, and which are pretty rigorous. And same with engineering. You have to go to an engineering school that's accredited, and then you work 4 years under a professional engineer, and then you are able to take the 2 8-hour exams.
Got it. That's a lot.
It is a lot.
Years we're hearing here.
Yes, it is.
My goodness. What areas of Orange County, of North Carolina, of the country do you cover for your land surveying, Eric?
Well, I am currently licensed in North Carolina as a land surveyor. So we, basically the triangle area is the areas that we normally go to. But if it's a big job, we can go anywhere in the state. As far as an engineer, I'm licensed in 6 states and am willing to work in any of those states. And I've worked in the majority of the states that I'm licensed in.
I understand, Eric, you're a graduate of Chapel Hill High School. Is that correct?
That is correct.
That's right.
I'm a Tiger. I graduated from Chapel Hill High in 1985.
All right. Go Heels, even though that's the UNC side.
Yes, we love the Heels.
We love the Heels. When you do your surveys, Eric, do you find that in Chapel Hill / Orange County, you see problems that you might not see in other parts of the country?
Sharon, no. I think this is a widespread issue, if you will. There are things that I identify in my book that can be used practically anywhere in the country. As a general guideline of things that the home buyer should evaluate before closing on a piece of property. Now, if there may be some other things that could be added to this list in other states, but I believe firmly that this is something that should be provided to the home buyer before they close. And it should be very open-ended. I don't give any opinions. I just state the facts like the home inspectors do.
Do some realtors get a little nervous calling in a land surveyor because they might lose a sale based on having a problem found that even they were unaware of?
Well, they may be, but I think it's only fair. I think it's ethical, for the real estate agents to embrace this. I think that, sure, they might be nervous about, some issues that may encumber a piece of property. But, Sharon, there are many properties that I looked at that are wonderful, that don't have any issues, in my opinion, that are going to restrict use or cause maintenance problems in the future as far as the lot itself. Now, there may be issues with the house that may be a deal breaker, but I feel like that most of the time, land surveyors do a great job. When a land survey is ordered usually by an attorney, they do a fantastic job. I don't necessarily do it any better than anybody else. But I want to be able to explain what everything on this map means. If there are easements, floodplain issues, if there's storm drainage issues, buffers, any number of things.
It would cause a red flag.
It would cause a red flag.
Yeah.
I think the home buyer deserves to know what those are before they close on one of the biggest investments of their lives.
How do you charge, Eric?
Well, I charge by the job. I'm not, as a professional, I'm not permitted to, say, put on my website, this service costs X amount. It's a case-by-case basis, but I will say that this service, you know, a land survey is generally in the neighborhood of the same cost as it would be for a home inspection.
That's what I was thinking as a home inspector. Hundreds of dollars as opposed to thousands of dollars in most cases.
Correct.
That makes sense. Give us your contact information again, please, Eric.
Okay. You can reach me at my website, which is probably the best way to reach me, at www.eltapc.com. Or you can reach me on email at ethompson@eltapc.com. And I've also started a Twitter account.
Twitter, radical.
Yes. And you can follow me at Eric L. Thompson, P.E.
Eric L. Thompson, P.E.
Correct.
That's your Twitter. Got it.
That is
amazing.
My Twitter account.
In the 30 seconds we have left in this segment, you used the term due diligence when we were on one of our breaks. Isn't it just common sense to have a land surveyor come to see a new property or an old property?
I believe so, Sharon. It used to be very commonplace, and I think there was a state law that said that any property that changed hands had to have a land survey. And folks thought that that was, you know, kind of a waste of money and time. But I believe some of the main reasons to have a land survey is to find out where your property corners are, have a surveyor flag them up and show them to you, and the other is to verify the acreage that you're buying. Some properties are sold by the square foot, others by the acre.
Makes sense to me. Eric, let's take another break, and when we come back, I'm going to ask you for some of the top tips from your book that you'd like to share with our audience. So we stand by just for a minute, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. You're listening to WCHL 97.9 FM. My guest today is Mr. Eric L. Thompson, president of Eric L. Thompson Associates PC, a land surveying company. Please stand by. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
And we are back. My guest today is Mr. Eric L. Thompson, who is the president of Eric L. Thompson's and Associates. He's a civil engineer and a land surveyor. When we left off, Eric, I said in this segment, we're going to talk about what you think of the top tips from your book. So please tell the audience what are the things you say, by gum, you've got to know this. Take it away, Eric.
Okay. First and foremost, Sharon, the home buyer just needs to order a land survey. It's relatively inexpensive, and you are going to get some very good information about the property that you're buying. Another point that I want to emphasize to folks is that about title insurance. There are two types of title insurance. One is required by the lender, but it's a lender's policy. So they require you to pay for this at closing, but it only protects the lender. The other policy is the owner's policy. Make sure your attorney orders an owner's policy.
Owner's policy,
the
critical.
The owner's policy will protect you until you sell your home or property. Now, if you refinance, you're normally required to get a new lender's policy, but the owner's policy will carry on through. You don't have to get a separate one of those. Those are the two main things I wanted to talk about in this segment. Order a survey. It's going to be well worth it. Make sure that somebody doesn't have a fence on your property or a shed or, you know, anything that, you know, is infringing on the property that you're buying.
Got it. Now, Eric, I know when a person does a house inspection, they say this inspection is good for X number of days, months, or whatever. When you do a land survey, how long is your document good for?
Our document is good for as long as they own the house. You know, unless there's something unusual, some sort of eminent domain, you know, where a new road might come through or the city may decide to put a sewer line or water line through your property, then yes, things can change. But typically, if that happens, the person or company who is infringing on your property will provide a survey to you.
Got it. And when you do your survey, what do you provide to the person who hired you?
I provide them with a map. It's usually on a 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper. It shows the vicinity map. It has got a vicinity map on there. It's got a map of your lot, the adjacent lots, and all the information with regard to who owns those properties. And it also has my land surveying stamp on there and signature.
Sounds like you have a strong passion for land surveying, Eric. Well, we have 30 seconds left. One more time, please give us your contact information.
Okay, sure. Best way to reach me is at my website, www.eltapc.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at Eric L. Thompson, P.E. And, of course, you can reach me by telephone anytime at 919-612-4141.
And let's end with the title of your book, please.
The title of my book is called Lot Sequences. Everything you need to know about buying a house or a lot.
And they can get it off of your website?
There is a link on my website that will go to Amazon. And for a very nominal fee, you can download it to your Kindle and off you go.
Perfect. Eric, we're out of time, but I want to thank you so much for what you provided today. We've all learned a lot about land surveying and could probably save people a lot of money. Thank you so much for coming to see me today.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. You've been listening to WCHL 97.9 on your radio dial. My guest today has been Mr. Eric L. Thompson, president of Eric L. Thompson & Associates. Eric is a civil engineer and a land surveyor. Thank you so much for listening. That's our show for today.